clearly this is another major step forward for Birmingham City in terms of moving towards a change of ownership. Whilst the EGM hasn't officially been confirmed, it is scheduled at the moment for July the 22nd. By the end of this month, there should be the formal announcement that it's going to happen. Key legal battles appear to have been won. Former owner Carson Young has entered an agreement where he will not be interfering now with the EGM. He has to abstain from voting. A separate agreement came through last month with Peter Panu, who briefly had control of the club on this side of the operation. This is something that's been worked for the last 15 months since Ernst & Young took over as voluntary administrators of Birmingham City Football Club when the club went down that route. Panos Pavlakis has been the man running the operation at St Andrews, and he has been helping them sift through quite a lengthy process to get to this point. The various share ownerships are being altered and adjusted slightly as part of this process, but if the EGM happens at the end of July, the next step then is to get shares in the parent company Birmingham International Holdings back on operating on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. At the moment, those shares have been suspended for a long time now, dating back to 2014. Once those shares are again moving and they are operational and functioning, then there is the opportunity for the club to change ownership. It's worth noting that we are still within the time frame where Trillion Trophy Asia are the group that are the preferred bidders. They have exclusivity right now and they are in a great position to take over the club. What their intentions are aren't entirely clear, but when Panos Pavlakis talked to BBC WM last month, he said they're kind of falling in love with the football side of the business. That remains to be seen. Either way, this is a big step forward.